나라야남 나마스크트야
나라야남 나마스크트야
나란 제이브나로타맘
나란 제이브나로타맘
데빔 서스 팀 비아삼 We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Divinity and Divine Service, verses 17 through 22. Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Hidanta Sto Hibhadrani Vitunoti Saritsatam. Shri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, Supercell in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire from material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous and properly heard and chanted. Mukham karoti vachalam bhangam langhayate girim yat kipam tamaham bande shri gurum jinatarinam Om Magyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshir Meritam Yenatasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. We heard yesterday, Shodatana, eagerness to hear. This is the qualification for realizing the absolute truth. Of course, such Shodha should be imbued with Jnana and Vairagya and Bhakti, which is performed according to Shruti, according to the scriptures. And then you can get Brahma Darshanam. You can get Pashyantatmani Chatmanam. You can see the Atma of the Atma, or the soul of the soul, if you actually perform bhakti in this way. So we have to be very eager to hear Shushu Sho, Shradhanasya. We heard about that yesterday also. Hear the message of Krishna from pure devotee. Sutta. Sutta explained how whatever position you may be in, it doesn't matter. What position you are in society, you should try to please Krishna, Sangsidhir Hari Toshanam, by always chanting, hearing, remembering, and worshipping Krishna. So, and especially remembering, the intelligent person carries the sword of remembrance of Krishna, and he is able to cut through the hard knot of material existence. So now, today we're going to hear a lot about the hard knot in the heart, and how Krishna is going to help us cut it. Krishna himself. So here, Shinvatam, Swakata, Krishna. Sutta says, Swakata, Krishna. Only Krishna. Only hear and chant about Krishna. Nobody else. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mam Ekam, Sharanam Vraja. Only me. Surrender to me, only. Only one. So here, same thing. Only you hear about Krishna, you chant about Krishna. Krishna Kata. And if you do this, then punya, shavana, kirtanam. It's punya. This is very auspicious, pious activities. Just simply to hear Bhagavatam, to hear the holy name of Krishna. Shivadam, as we heard in the second verse. This is auspicious activities, pious credits. So everyone, without discrimination, he can simply hear about Krishna and become pious. This is the age of Kali. Everybody is impious. So here's a way to become pious. Simply hear Krishna Katha. So, how do we become purified? Sutta Goswami says, Hridyantasto Hibhadrani. All the impurities are removed by the Lord in the heart. Hridyantasto Hibhadrani Vitunoti. He's cleaning all the abhadras, all the inauspicious things from our heart. Now, I want you to imagine for a minute your heart. And Krishna is there in your heart. And you're chanting and you're hearing about Krishna. So, actually, if you had a video camera in your heart and you're hearing and chanting and Krishna is there in your heart and you're looking at Krishna, what's Krishna doing? Or the Supreme Soul, what's he doing there? He's cleaning. How is he cleaning? What picture? Does he have a shovel? He's shoveling out the dirt and here and there. Or what picture actually comes in your mind? How is it happening actually? How is he doing it? This is my question to you. To start the day, we will also meditate. And the Lord, yes, Premaniti. Just by his presence, okay? Just by being in the presence. Nishinanda? Fear personified. Okay. Okay. All the anarthas are afraid and they're running away because Krishna is there. This is picture, Sankirtan. Okay, he's happy to hear his name. Okay, so you see light. Light coming from Krishna and all the darkness is going away. Vrindavan? Gyana Dipena Bhasvata. Shirishan Chakra is there. Okay? That's a fact. Yes, it's a fact. Sudarshan, beautiful vision. The Sudarshan's in your heart and he's getting rid of all Nishinga. So you're telling us how your what its effect it's having on you, and that's how you know Krishna is cleaning. Any other pictures, Lila Madhuri? Yes. He's what? Smiling. Okay, Krishna smiling, and his smile is softening your heart. His soft smile is softening your heart. Any other pictures that we have? Shivendavan, another one. Every second, a new picture. That's true. Spiritual life. Why not? By his glance, okay? Yes, simply by his glance, all inauspiciousness is removed. Actually, there are different pictures given in the Shastras, and we'll find one later on in these verses in a purport. Prabhupada's going to give us a picture also of what's happening. Kapila Dev gives us a picture of there's a mountain of sin in the heart, and if you see the lotus feet of the Lord, then thunderbolts are destroying the mountain. So that's kind of a harsh picture, but it's, the yogis are like that. Yogis are very harsh. They see fire and they see thunderbolts and things like this. Because they're controlling the senses like this. They're very strict in controlling the senses. Okay, so this is very nice. We're all in the heart. We're meditating, the Lord in the heart and what he's doing. So, unfortunately, the dirty things are there, but fortunately, he's taking them out. So what exactly are these dirty things? What are the dirty things in the heart? Yes. Kama, krodha, lobh, matsarya, six enemies. Okay, these are in the heart. So nobody can be happy in this world because they have all these things in the heart making them unhappy. They're accepting something which is asat for their enjoyment, temporary. But we are sat. We cannot be happy with the asat. So when we're trying to enjoy asat, we get all these dirty things coming along with our association with the temporary things. These things come. So it's very difficult to be free from material desires. Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains how the devotee becomes strong. This is paragraph 2 near the end. Prabhupada says, the devotee... Wait a minute. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. And then at the end of the paragraph 3, when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything. By the divine grace of the Lord. So we have three things in the heart. We have the Lord, we have ourselves, and we have the dirty things. The three things are there. So these dirty things we have to get rid of. And then we can make progress on the path of bhakti. So Krishna is described here. Surit Satam. He is the friend of the devotees, intimate friend of the sadhus. Surit. He reveals himself as ever newer, as we heard in the previous fourth canto, we quoted that. So this is for the devotee, especially these verses are for the devotee who is endeavoring in spiritual life. A Krishna becomes your well-wishing friend. So let's read on, see what happens next. Verse 18. Nashta prayesh apadeshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutamashloke bhaktir bhavati nashtki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So beginning of the purport, first two sentences, Prabhupada said, here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart, which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. So we have to endeavor. We have to chant, we have to hear, and we have to serve the Bhagavatas. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavata Sevaya. In a lecture, Los Angeles, 1972, Śrīla Prabhupāda explained the word Bhagavata. Bhagavata means in relation to Krishna. He says, we do Bhagavata Sevaya, not Bhagavan Sevaya. We go through the Bhagavatas to reach Bhagavan. So, of course, we also understand but this Bhagavat is not different from Krishna. It's a sound incarnation. But it's also different. It's a Bhagavata. It's Bhagavata. It's also Bhagavan. But we can approach Krishna in this way. We cannot see Krishna right now. We cannot see Krishna Bhagavan. Very difficult in this room to see Krishna. So therefore we approach through the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. As we know, Lord Shiva was telling Parvati when she asked, what is the highest worship? Lord Shiva said, Aradhananam sarvesham vishu aradhanam param tasmat paratanam devi tadiyanam samarchanam. That Vishnu worship is highest. Higher than Vishnu worship is worship of tadiya. This tadiya means those things in relation with Krishna or Vishnu. So tadiya also means Bhagavat. In this lecture, Śrīla Prabhupāda used the word tadiya and Bhagavat synonymously. They mean the same thing. So the book Bhagavat, this is the sound incarnation of Krishna. And devotee Bhagavat is the mercy incarnation of Lord Krishna. So we serve both of them. Then we can get the mercy and we can get also the Lord himself. And so Prabhupada in his lecture said we should nityam, constantly, 24 hours, somehow or other, mold our life so we can always be hearing Bhagavatam. There should not be a single moment when we're not engaged in Bhagavata Sevaya. So this also means, Prabhupada says, the Bhagavatam, the Gita, spiritual master, Tulsi, the temple, preaching the books, they are all Bhagavata. So this is a very nice expanded understanding of the word Bhagavata, which Śrīla Prabhupada gave us. So I thought I'd pass that on to you. So if we nityam bhagavata sevaya, if we always serve the Bhagavatam, then every day or every moment, Prabhupada says, we should remember Bhagavatam, then nashta prayesh abhadeshu. All the dirty things will be taken out of the heart. So there is a word that is next to abhadeshu, not all dirty things, almost all. Prayeshu. Prayeshu means not quite all. Most of them. Most of the dirty things are taken out. Some things are left. So, Prabhupada used this verse to say that we should not criticize a devotee who has some faults. Maybe he has a few abhadras. But still, we should not criticize. He's still a sadhu. Maybe he's not following strictly the rules by accident. But still, we learn from Bhagavad Gita, kshipram bhavati dharmatma. If he is engaged in devotional service, very quickly he becomes purified. So prayeshu, not all the dirty things are quite finished. So Prabhupada goes on to explain exactly to the percentage how much of this is finished. In the same lecture, it's a lecture on this verse in Los Angeles, 1972. Prayeshu means 75% of all the dirty things. For those of you who are mathematicians or have a logical brain, or want to be very precise and exact, 75% of all the dirty things are taken out of your heart. This is by Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajanakriya. These are the levels Anartha Navritti Syat. So after, this is the level of Anartha Navritti. Almost all the dirty things are finished. And when all the dirty things are finished, almost, then we can come to the level of Nishta. Bhaktir, Bhavati, Naishtiki. I have also Madhurya Kadamani because it gives us some insight. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur quotes these two verses Shinvatama Swakata Krishna and Nashta Preshabadishu. And he says, the first verse, Shinvatam Swakata Krishna, refers to the stage of unsteady, anishtita bhakti. So that means unsteady bhajana kriya, unsteady devotional service, where there are six problems that you have. You can read up on it if you like in Madhurya Kadamani. What are those six problems? Symptoms which describe unsteady devotional service. So this verse, Shinvatam Swakata Krishna, this is a level, we're just doing bhajana kriya. We haven't yet come to the level of anartha nivritti. Now the next verse, Nashta Prayesha Badeshu, this is anartha nivritti. A small portion of anarthas is still not destroyed. So then after anartha nivritti, you come to nishtita bhajana kriya, or nishta bhakti. And there's a definition here of nishta, the quality of steadiness. When there are five obstacles that you have in your unsteady devotional service, these are not present in nishta. The five obstacles are sleep, distraction, indifference or disinterest in spiritual topics, tendency towards bad habits, which means like you have lust, anger, greed, all these things, and rasaswad, or taste for material enjoyment. So after the stage of anartha nivritti, you come to nishta, these things are destroyed. Prabhupada in a lecture, this I heard from Jaip Thakur Maharaj on the memories tape. He said, Prabhupada was giving a really, really heavy lecture. You must be completely freed from all material desire or else you can't go back to Godhead. Very heavy lecture. Devotees were depressed after the lecture and Prabhupada saw their faces. And then he got up from the Vyasasana, he took a step, he said, okay, you must be free from 90% of all material desires. You can go back to Godhead. And then he took another step down the Vyasasan, got to the bottom. He saw they were still depressed. Said, okay, 80% of all material desires must be finished. You can go back. And then he started walking. And then he put his chatter up across his shoulder. And he said, 75%. So if we can at least get to nishta, we have hope to go back to Godhead. Because the words of devotee must be upheld. Krishna must uphold the words of his pure devotee. The Prabhupada said, so if we are attached to following Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada will take us back. We have 75%. But that means at least nishta, at least you have to come to this level of 75%. Krishna says, Konteya patijanihi name bhakta pranashyate. My devotee will never perish. Srila Prabhupada said, this means the promise of the devotee must be also upheld by Krishna. So I thought I'd give you some hope here in these very difficult verses, way beyond me. But anyway, we have hope because we have Srila Prabhupada. Also, Lord Chaitanya, he made it so easy. He said, the holy name is Krishna. And there's no rules. And you can chant anytime, anywhere. Still, we're so unfortunate. We have no attraction. So this is the problem. So therefore, Shinvatam Swakata Krishna. Hear about Krishna, Swakata. Swakata means Krishna's words or about Krishna. Means Srimad Bhagavatam, Swakata. This is what we have to do. Now, what is this nishta? Srila Prabhupada gave an example of nishta in one devotee. It was actually one little girl, Saraswati, the daughter of Malati. She was here in India in 1973, 72, 70 with Srila Prabhupada. And she was a preacher, actually. She would go up to people and say, do you know who is Krishna? No. Or who is God? Or Krishna? Yeah, Krishna. Supreme Personality of Godhead. She'd answer. So she'd be chanting Hare Krishna, and one boy came to her and said, why are you chanting? So she gave him a slap. Prabhupada said, this is nishta. That somebody's asking you why you're chanting. She can't be deviated. Somebody was trying to make her stop chanting. So, no, she won't stop. And so Prabhupada said, the same thing is taught by Rupa Goswami. Tadir charana sevi bhakta shanivas. Serve the Goswamis. Echai Goshai jar muitara das. Make a firm conviction and determination. We shall follow the path of the Goswamis. This is our path. We'll not deviate. So to obtain nishta, we have to serve the two Bhagavatas. Now there's a very beautiful section, Chaitanya Chitamrita, which explains how Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda reveal to us the two Bhagavatas. This is in Adi Lila, first chapter. I don't have the exact verses. But I can give them to you. Oh yes, maybe I do have the exact verses. Actually, I do. It starts with verse Adi 1, 88 to 89. It starts there. Or maybe even 87. And it goes all the way up to 102. I have the exact quote. So it begins, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodita Gaudadai Pushpavanta Chitta Shanda Tamanuda. I offer my obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, who have arisen on the horizon of Bengal to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Just as the sun and the moon drive away the darkness, so Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda drive away ignorance of the living beings. And the darkness of ignorance is Kaitav, just what we heard in the second verse, the cheating, beginning with dharma, artha, kama, moksha. This is the darkness of ignorance. This is rejected from Srimad Bhagavatam. So by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, darkness of ignorance is removed and the truth is brought to light. The absolute truth is Krishna, we heard. Brahmeti, Bhagavaneti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabdyate, Krishna. And this is achieved through congregational chanting of the holy name. So then Krishnadas Kaviraj says a very wonderful thing, that just like the sun and the moon dissipate the darkness of night and reveal all the objects that we could not see, so Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda dissipate the darkness of the innermost core of the heart. And when they do that, they help us meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas. And then what happens next, when we meet the two Bhagavatas, then from the mercy, from the grace of these two Bhagavatas, bhakti comes in the heart. This is how we get bhakti. So this is according to Krishnadas Kaviraj. And when bhakti comes in the heart, Krishna comes under the control of the devotee. So this is what's happening, again, behind the scenes. If we take the mercy of always, if we take the help of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, everything becomes easier, much easier. If you forget Lord Chaitanya, even easy things become difficult to do. And if you remember Lord Chaitanya, even difficult things become very easy. So this is required in all steps of our devotional service. Then what happens when almost everything is destroyed? This is verse 19. Tadarajastamo bhava kamala bhatayaschaye jeta anavitam stittam sattve pasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is establishing goodness, and he becomes completely happy. And so now we've removed most of the dirty things, and the dirty things here, it's very specifically said, raja and tama, raja tamagun. This is what is removed from the heart. Some sattva is there. Now we come to the level of sattva, sattva guna. There are two paths, two ways to come to sattva guna, two types of training. One is the gradual process of anashram dharma, and the other is the bhakti marga, which is what we are following. And this process is being described here. Simply by hearing and chanting, then we can have Krishna in our heart. So Prabhupada gives many examples to show how bhakti is superior. If you want to go to the top of a building, you may go step by step, or you may take the lift. So we are taking the lift. And if there is some fog, if you're in a dense, dense fog, there may be different ways to get rid of the fog. But the best way is when the sun shines. If you live in Nepal, I went to Nepal, I think Prem Nidhi, you're from Nepal, yes? There's some fog in the winter time, I notice. And then, but when the sun comes, when the sun starts shining, then the fog lifts. 11 o'clock in the morning, the fog goes away. And so only if the sun shines, then the fog can go. So when we get the sun of the holy name, the sun of Bhagavatam, in our heart, the fog disappears. So this is the important thing. And then, after ignorance and passion is gone from our heart, next, cheta etar anavitam. Cheta means heart. Anavitam, vitam, means there's daggers, there's piercing in our heart. Vitam means to pierce. What is this piercing? I must have this. I must enjoy this. Oh, I lost this. Hankering, lamenting. Modes of passion, modes of ignorance. This is piercing our heart. We see something. We see something we want to enjoy. Oh, let me go for it. This is piercing the heart. We can't be peaceful. We're not in the mode of goodness. As long as these things are there. So when we become free from most of the inauspicious things, then this piercing of the heart goes away. We're in the mode of goodness. No more. These problems are gone. So again, I would like to refer to Madhurya Kadambini because this verse is also quoted, and this part of the verse is also quoted, that the piercing of the heart, cheta etar anavitam. So the words etar anavitam, no longer affected by these, indicate that these impurities, though still present to some slight degree up to the stage of bhava, they do not act as an obstacle to bhakti. So what it means is that they may, little bit, some trace is still there, but they're not an obstacle to our devotion, to our service, and also we're not affected by them. So this is what it means at this stage, verse 19. Now these things are removed, even most of the passion and ignorance is gone, little trace is there, but it's not an obstacle. In fact, we can even use it in Krishna's service at this point. So sat, sitam sattve, we come to the mode of goodness. In the purport, in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada says, a living being in his normal constitutional position is fully satisfied in spiritual bliss. This state of existence is called Brahma-bhuta or Atmanandi, or the state of self-satisfaction. The self-satisfaction is not like the satisfaction of the inactive fool. The inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance. So Prabhupada said, then he commented, yes, like a cat or a dog. They may be sitting quietly for some time, but this is not self-satisfaction. So our self-satisfaction is not that we sit, okay, I got Krishna, I'm in the mode of goodness, great. No, how can I serve Krishna more? Then that's actually Brahma-bhuta. You see in Bhagavad Gita also, Brahma-bhuta prasanatma, after at the end, then I engage in devotional service. Now I'm satisfied. What should I do? Engage in devotional service. So in the purport, paragraph 2, Srila Prabhupada also says that we have to make progress from the state of mode of goodness. Prabhupada says, the effect of devotional service becomes manifest by complete, this is paragraph 2, elimination of these effects of passion and ignorance. Devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness. He makes further progress to rise to the position of Vasudeva, or the state of unmixed sattva, or Shuddha sattva. Only in this Shuddha sattva state can one always see Krishna eye to eye by dint of pure affection for the Lord. So Shuddha sattva, that is required. So we have to progress to Shuddha sattva. And if we can do that, then we can see Krishna, Prabhupada says, face to face. Brahma darshanam. Brahma darshanam. So tada, tada, the first word, at that time. Prabhupada interprets this word in different ways. Of course, you can see that also from the verse. You also can interpret it in these same ways. When you have become, one way Prabhupada says in one lecture, when you have become a true Brahman, then all these things in your heart go away. And the next way he interprets it is in relationship to verse 18. Tada! When you have come to the platform of nishtha, when you are fixed in devotional service, then these things cannot affect you. So that nishtha, again, now I shall dedicate my life for Krishna. This is nishtha. One very significant thing about verses 17 through 21 is that these verses were quoted by Srila Prabhupada when he first arrived in America. So I'd like to just read very little bit of this, what he said. The Prabhupada at first, he said, I don't know why you brought me here. These people, they're in the mode of passion and ignorance. How will they ever understand Bhagavatam? It's not possible. So then we find Prabhupada I am simply praying for your mercy so I'll be able to convince them about your message. Then he goes into verse 7. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. So by the prayers of Srila Prabhupada, we were able to understand Bhagavatam. Although we came from the lowest of the modes of nature, Prabhupada had his prayers for us. He didn't know who we were. We never met before. But his mercy was that he just went there just to pick us up, went to the Western countries. He was not self-satisfied in Vrindavan, sitting, doing his bhajan. He left at the age of 70. Ask somebody to go out at the age of 50 or over 50, and it's quite difficult. And at the age of 70, imagine. And so he did it. So he quoted these verses. It tells how we will be able to understand Bhagavatam. What is happening in our hearts to make us have a change of heart. So these are very, very important verses. Actually, it's nice to know all these verses. From verse 6, they're all wonderful verses. Myself, I learned from 6 to 21 because every single of these verses has volumes and volumes of meaning. You can learn these verses. So verse 20. Evam prasana manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sanga sajayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead and stage of liberation from all material association. So now we've progressed. Now we're in Shuddha Sattva, according to the verse translation by Srila Prabhupada. We've made some progress, and we're happy. We're very happy now. Evam prasanna manaso. So one thing we can notice as we began the lecture, everything is happening in the heart. All these verses, they're describing a very specific internal thing. What's happening in the heart when you're going through all the stages of devotional service? Verse 17, the Lord is cleansing the heart. He's throwing everything out. Verse 18, the dirty things in the heart are destroyed. Verse 19, Raja and Tama, removed from the heart. One becomes in the mode of goodness. Goodness is established in the heart. One becomes joyful. And this verse also, evam prasanna manaso. Manaso is another word. Manaso, citta, hridda. These are all synonyms. They're all in the heart, actually. All these things are happening. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport, paragraph 2, line 5, explains, soon as one understands he has nothing to do with matter, he at once ceases his material hankerings and becomes enlivened as a spiritual being. This attainment of success is possible when one is above the modes of passion and ignorance, or in other words, when one is actually a Brahman by qualification. So note the similarity. Evam prasanna manaso and Brahma Bhuta prasannatma. Prasanna and prasannatma. Prabhupada actually pointed this out in his lecture. He said, notice, prasanna and prasannatma, they're the same. So after the stage of liberation, when you're completely joyful, then all these things come. After that, Bhagavat, Bhakti, Yogataha, Bhagavat Tattva, Vijnanam. We're in this level of consciousness. Then everything is revealed. Bhagavat Tattva. So this happiness, this enthusiasm, Sri Rupa Goswami also says, Utsaha Nishchaya Dharyat. We have to have enthusiasm. We have to have nishchaya, be firmly fixed, and also dharyat, patience. Prabhupada gave the example when we were here in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar 1972. Srila Prabhupada was lecturing on these verses, all this whole series of verses. And when he talked about this verse, he was talking about the enthusiasm of the people in Vrindavan to go on parikrama, to bathe in Jamuna, to do all these things. It was Kartik time when we were at Radha Damodar. And so endless, endless lines of people. They were in Radha Damodar. We were sitting in the courtyard. And all these people were going round and round and round on parikrama. In Kartik, that's one of their regulative principles. They do parikrama in Radha Damodar temple. Because Damodar is the temple of Kartik. It's Damodar. Damodar month, Kartik month. So everybody comes to Damodar and they all do parikrama 3-4 times. And also because Govardhan is within the temple. So if you just go around four times, it's the same as doing Govardhan Parikrama. So that's also another reason why people like to do Parikrama at Radha Damodar Temple. There's it was given to Sanatana Goswami when he was very old. Lord Chaitanya said, you don't have to go around Govardhan every day, you're too old. So he gave him his footprint, is it, or his footprint? Yeah. Okay. So that's there in Radha Damodar. He gave his fingers. Seven times you have to go. Wow. Okay. More work. But it's not as bad as going around Govardhan. Right. Okay. So seven times. Going around doing the Parikrama at Radha Damodar Temple. There's a Parikrama path. It has all the samadhis, so many samadhis of Goswamis. And you go around there, and it's the same as doing Govardhan Puja. Govardhan Parikrama. So anyway, this was happening. These people were going round and round. We were sitting there in class, and constant streams of people. And they're all saying, jai this and jai that. And Prabhupada said, just see their enthusiasm. 3 o'clock, they get up, they go take bath in Jamuna, and they come, they go visit all the temples. Most of them, they go to all the temples, all seven temples, early in the morning, for Mangalarti time. So this is what's happening. Vrindavan is a very special place. People come here just to get purified. Whatever you do here is 1,000 times more than another place. 1,000 times more. So if you do something wrong, it's also 1,000 times more. So be careful. So Prabhupada said, don't sleep. If you're sleeping at Mangalarti time, you're under the clutches of Maya. Be awake. Be awake that time. Brahma Muhurta. So Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, when you're in Shuddha Sattva, then you can have realization. Vijnana means visheshita, not ordinary jnana, but realized knowledge. You get this in this stage. In verse 21, so many things start happening after this. Vidyate, yes. No. Yeah, nishta. Yeah, nishta. Bhaktir bhavati, naishtiki. The word naishtiki. It doesn't say. It doesn't talk about ruchi. Right. Actually, we'll find out here. Yeah, we'll find out actually more in the purport. Prabhupada will make it more clear. So I'll just go on to verse 21, and then you can see. But actually, Madhurya Kadambini, there's no mention of anything beyond nishta. And that is actually very specific. The other stages are not so specific here. There, generally, we understand that you're going to go through the other stages, but very specific, it goes up to nishta. So I'll just continue, and then we can continue the discussion after I finish the verses. Verse 21. Vidyate hridayakanti chidyante savasangshaya kshiyanti chas karmani tishta evatmanishare. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. Chain fruit of actions is terminated and one sees the self as master. So here we'll find out in the purport more clearly what level we're at. Vidyate hridayakanti. So now the knot in the heart is pierced. So matter and spirit, they are tied together in our heart by false ego. This is where matter and spirit are tied. This is the knot, the hard knot. And it's often described that this knot of affection between male and female, this very, very tight, and this is also described as a knot. There's a verse, Pungsastriya mitini bhavametam. As soon as you have the knot, you have some affection. Then ato griha kshetra sutapta vitaya. Ato griha, another knot, griha. And then you have to have kshetra, land, another knot on top. You tie it again, double knot, triple knot. And then sutta, children, more knots, so many more knots, depending. And sutta, apta, friends, more knots. Society, friendship, love, all knots in the heart. One on top of the other and the other and the other. So all of this is cut at once when we simply hear and chant about Krishna. Shinvatam Swagata Krishna. Come to this level, self-realization. Now this is the purpose. And this is liberation, Mukta Sangha Sajayate. Here it says, Mukta, liberation. Your knot is cut, all your doubts are destroyed. And all your karma is finished. Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chabakti Bhajam. Prabhupada gives the example, if you have a chickpea, you sow it in the ground, it grows into a plant. But if you take the same chickpea and you fry it in a pan, it won't grow. So by chanting and hearing about Krishna Bhagavatam, we're frying the seeds, we're frying our karma. We're frying it so it won't come. This is what Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse. Now in the purport, we're going to have some more specific information here. Prabhupada is going to give us his picture of what's happening in the heart. And it's actually very modern, modern technology. In Bhagavad Gita 10.11, the Lord says, in order to show special favor to his pure devotees, paragraph 2, he personally eradicates the dense darkness of all misgivings by switching on the light of pure knowledge within the heart of a devotee. So we've got switches, we've got electricity here, we've got switch, turning on the light. Yeah, of course the effulgence, that one was very close, light. The Son of Krishna rises in the heart. Therefore, because of the personality of Godheads, taking charge of illuminating the heart of his devotee, certainly a devotee engaged in his service and transcendental love cannot remain in darkness. He comes to know everything of the absolute and relative truths. The devotee cannot remain in darkness because the devotee is enlightened by personality of Godhead. This knowledge is eternally perfect. This is not the case for those who speculate. Okay, so then later on, Prabhupada says, enlightenment comes from the Lord in the heart when the devotee submissively hears in parampara. And then in paragraph 3, Prabhupada also says, this enlightenment, okay, perfectly enables the devotee to distinguish spirit from matter because the knot of spirit and matter is untied by the Lord. There's another picture. He's untying the knot, all the knots. It's very, very nice picture Prabhupada is giving us, what's happening. This knot is called a hankara. It falsely obliges a living being to become identified with matter. Soon as the knot is loosened, all the clouds of doubt are at once cleared off. One sees his master and fully engages himself in transcendental loving service of the Lord, making a full termination of the chain of fruit of action. So at this point, it would appear that we have understood our relationship with Krishna because we see our master and we start engaging in pure devotional service, according to Srila Prabhupada in this purport. We can discuss it more later on, but that's what it appears. Verse 21 is actually the point at which we see our relationship with Krishna. Verse 22, Ato vaikavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muravasudeve bhagavati kurvantyatma pasadanim. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. So here we have another therefore, ato. Prabhupada says, commenting on this therefore, he says, therefore means, after you're concluding something, we say, therefore. Or when we're talking, when we're arguing, when we come to the conclusion, we say, therefore. Or when our argument is strong, we say, therefore. So, therefore, now you've heard about chanting and hearing and all that happens after you hear and chant about Krishna. Therefore, you should engage in devotional service. Therefore, all the great transcendentalists, they're engaging in devotional service. Therefore, you should too. This is very nice. Conclusion of the section. Engage in devotional service. So this is what happens after everything, after liberation, the knot is pierced, the karma is finished. What next? Engage in devotional service, just like you were before. Before liberation, you're engaging in devotional service. Now all these things are finished, your doubts are gone. What do you do? Engage in devotional service, still, even after liberation. What's that? Mamcha yogya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Yeah, it's a very good verse for this section. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate, brahma bhuta prasanatma. Liberation means devotional service, pure devotional service. Ananya mamchayo vyabhicharena means ananya bhakti. So this is the conclusion. Prabhupada says that When you're actually convinced, all your doubts are finished. Then you engage in pure devotional service. You believe everything Krishna says. He lifted Govardhan Hill. You can see Govardhan Hill. Of course, some of the Brijbasis may not believe it because somebody, one Brijbasi was there in Govardhan Hill. I think Brihat Mardanga was telling the story. And Brihat Mardanga was telling him, oh yes, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. He said, no. The Brijbasi said, not possible. He's just a small boy. How can he lift this big hill? So that's a different story. But we believe, we're convinced that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. He married 16,108 wives. Why only 16,108? Why not millions? Why not millions? This is how we should believe these things. We should be convinced. If I engage in devotional service, shada sabde vishesh kohe shudita nishay, Krishna bhakti kohe sarva karma krita hoy. If I simply serve Krishna, everything will be there. I don't have to look anywhere else. One last comment by Srila Prabhupada on this verse. The word kavayo refers to the uttama adhikari, Prabhupada says. Therefore, the uttama adhikaris, they are engaged eternally, nitya yukta upasate, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, eternally engaged in devotional service. Nobody can deviate them. And it all starts with hearing and chanting, serving the pure devotees. And it ends with pure devotional service to Lord Krishna, which is eternal. So we'll end here and we'll continue our discussion. If you like, Maharaj, or we have any more questions and comments. Nishinanda, we finished. You're satisfied? Oh, okay. Great. So, Atmanandi. Yes. Nishinanda. Oh, yes. This was Jaivataka, 75%. Yes. Part two. Okay, let's hear part two. This is exciting. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. How is it 75% possible? Okay. Right. How is it possible? You have what? Oh, backdoor key. Okay. Okay, I'll repeat this because this is being taped. That there's a very nice story. I told the example of Prabhupada said 75%. So the devotees were discussing, wow, how is this possible? Prabhupada is saying 75%. So they went and asked Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, I have the back door key. So you can go in back door. Yes, I think all of us have to go that way. The front door, you have to have 100%. We follow Srila Prabhupada. He's got the key, and then after he goes in, we go fast behind him. And so if we're always holding on to him, then we're sure to get in. I have to always go behind Prabhupada. And then, back door key. We can get in to Krishna Loka by his mercy. Yes, we have to believe what he says, chant 16 rounds, follow four regular principles, go to Mangalarti, do these things. Follow what he says. And then we can go through back door. Any other discussion or questions? Ishoda. Yes. Chandan Yatra. Radha Damodar. Oh. Okay, Radha Damodar Temple. They were trying to get in, and people were pushing in front of the door two ways, so you couldn't get in. So she heard about this pastime. Okay. So they went in through Prabhupada's back door. So. Okay, so if you have any trouble, always think of Prabhupada's back door. This goes for Radha Damodar Temple as well as the spiritual world. If you're having trouble getting in, then back door key. Yes, try to get that back door key. Follow Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has it. If you follow Srila Prabhupada, then you can have it. Otherwise, very difficult. Any other discussion, comments, or questions? Yes, Divyambar. Text 19. Anavitam. Madhurya Kadambini says that. That was my realization. Well, we see it, that Prabhupada could do that. He'd be angry at somebody, and then the devotee would feel so terrible, and then the next minute Prabhupada would just be very kind and merciful. It's like he wasn't controlled by the anger, but he controlled the anger. So usually, if you're under the modes, you're being controlled. You have no control over your anger, over your lust, over these things. But in the mode of goodness, then you can control, just like Arjuna. Arjuna was angry, but he used it in the service of Krishna. These examples are given. Arjuna, Hanuman, he fought for Ram. Anger was used in the service of Krishna. So in this way, of course, I don't recommend use anger in the service of Krishna, but other things that we may have. Actually, there's a very beautiful purport in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says these obstacles, the obstacles in our path, when we come to a certain level of devotional service, these same obstacles become helpful to us in our devotion. Same things that were obstacles one day, just like the mind. The mind could certainly be an obstacle in your devotional service. But when the day comes, when you come now, of course, we're in before, even at Nishta, according to Madhurya Kadambani, your mind goes to Maya, you don't know how it goes, you're chanting, and all of a sudden you're not thinking of Krishna. You're thinking of something else, some material thing. That's Nishta, even Nishta. But when you get to Asakti, then you might be thinking of some material thing and your mind all of a sudden goes to Krishna, you don't know how it went. So it's just automatically your mind just goes. I mean, you may be somehow in the modes, I don't think, Sakti, I don't know, but that's what the Madhurya Kadambani says. Might be a little trace there. Or you might be sleepy, and then all of a sudden your mind goes to Krishna. And so how to use it in Krishna's service, yeah, that is actually, oh yes, there is a prayer. I don't remember who it's by, that you can use kam, krodh, lobh, mada, matsarya in Krishna's service. Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you. There it is. Yes, you got it. You can use all of these for Krishna, right? All of them. How? Tell us how. How do you, what to list them? What's the list? Kama, okay. Okay, we have desires. Yeah. So. Okay. Lobha. Okay. Mada. Okay, so all of these things can Shri Vrindavan. Matsarya, envy, is that there?
Matsarya has to be given up.
Okay, given up.
Matsarya, he says later on.
Sorry. Okay. So those of you who were hoping, this is Prema Bhakti Chandrika by Narottam Das Thakur, and it says right there that you can use at least five of these, kam, krodh, lobh, mada, matsarya, adipurushapu. Yes. Yes. One fourth of, yes, yes. 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 Someone asked Prabhupada the question. No. Yes, it's working differently. Someone asked Prabhupada that question. I remember the answer. Some devotee said, oh, it's so difficult, you know, this getting up to Nishta and this and that. Prabhupada said, yes. Up to Nishta, it's uphill. When you get to Nishta, then it's downhill. The rest of the way. After that. It's so it may be the same, maybe the same amount, but it's much easier to go that way. It's easier to go from Nishta than it is from Shada. It's much easier when you get to Nishta. Then it's very easy. You get a glimpse of your relationship with Krishna, and then you work towards that. You get more and more purified. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Susukam. Yes, Dhruva Maharaj. He had such a strong desire to see Krishna. Within 6 months, he saw the Lord. He had such a desire. I mean, he went through a lot. He stopped eating. He stopped breathing. How eager he was to see Krishna! He would do anything. Of course, we can't imitate this, but at least we should follow the four-legged principles and chant 16 rounds with attention. At least avoid the offenses this much. Come to Namabas. Try to come to Namabas. Stage of chanting. It means where you're attentive and where you're actually considering the offenses. And these offenses go through the whole day, not just when you're chanting. This is the point. Not just Yashoda. Yes. Fuse and gunpowder. Then you lit the fuse. And you go fast. Yes, this is what Srila Prabhupada said. Yeah, that you will go very quickly from nishtha to the other levels. And before that, it's a struggle. It's a real struggle. Until you get to nishtha. So that's why 75% is a good number. Because after nishtha, it's not difficult. So if we can get to that level, at least, yes, that would be nice. Prabhu. Bhagavata, yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. Yes. Pancha, yeah, that's the question. Well, according to what Prabhupada said here, he puts everything in Bhagavata Seva, everything we do, even temple, everything. Yes, Prabhu. We don't directly worship the deity, okay? There you go. Okay, so there you have it. Even if you're touching the deity, it's not that you're in touch directly. You're doing it through, it's because your spiritual master is doing it, and you're doing it for him. That you're doing his service on his behalf. And so, and if you think the other way, then you're sahaja. Think, oh, I am doing this with Krishna. Then it's dangerous. So we have to always, this is why bhakti, shruti. Bhakti with shruti. We have to do according to the regulations of scriptures. And don't start fantasizing. Shivandavan. Yeah. Of the purport. Right. Both Bhagavatas. Yes. Book Bhagavat on its own. How is it possible? Both of them or either of them? So his question is, how is it possible? It says that either the book Bhagavat or the devotee Bhagavat is good. So he's saying, well, how is it possible if you just have the book Bhagavat that it can be enough? Nishinananda Prabhu. You take it to heart. Yeah. Point is, actually, either one is going to take you to the other. So if you have the book Bhagavat, it'll say, go serve, I mean, it says, Syan Mahatseva Yavipra. And the devotee will say, read Bhagavat. So, in that case, either one is good, because they'll both take you to the other. Yeah. Yes, okay. Just by the book. Yes. Yes, I know one such case. Yes. But I know one devotee who did that, and he kind of got the wrong idea, because he read in Bhagavad Gita, I told this story before, that you have to offer your food to Krishna. So he was offering his food to Krishna, and then he was throwing it out the window. Because he thought, he was figuring, well, Krishna's eating, so it must be gone. So then he said, okay, it's gone. It's out the window. So after 1 year, he met the devotees. And the first thing devotee said to him, oh, please take some prasad. And he looked, and then he said, oh, no. What have I been doing? So it's important to not only read the book, but to meet the devotees sometimes. This was one devotee. He told that story in my Gita class. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What is your point? Oh, what is your comment? You can't separate the text from the purport? Is that what you're saying? What are you saying? Yes. They're mixed together. Okay. Adipush. Okay, let's read on. Yes. Yeah, you keep reading the purport. Devotee Bhagavat is a direct representative of Bhagavan, so by pleasing devotee Bhagavat, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavat. So you may not have book Bhagavat. You may not have access. Of course, now, this modern age we have, but in previously, only very few people had access to these books. You know, it was like you had to copy it by hand. Imagine 18,000 verses. Yes, Vishakapura. Take 16? Yes. By serving devotees. Now, why should we hear Bhagavat? Because the devotee tells us. We get a taste. When we serve the devotee, we get a taste for hearing Bhagavatam. Yes, right. Prabhupada, when he came over in the boat, what did he bring? Bhagavatam. Book Bhagavat. So both came to America. Book Bhagavat and devotee Bhagavat. They both came. Same time. Brought Bhagavat. Yes, Sankirtan Prabhu. Okay. Again, confusion. Human reason fails to understand how, by serving the devotee Bhagavat or the book Bhagavat, one gets gradual promotion. So therefore, throw away your reason. Yes. 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 Human reason fails to understand how, by serving the devotee Bhagavat or serving the book Bhagavat, yes, to serving the book Bhagavat or serving the devotee Bhagavat, serving either. Yeah, that's what Prabhupada says. So that is, no, we can't understand. No, because, well, he said because he is Bhagavatam, he's living Bhagavat. Yes, he is. He's Bhagavatam in action. He is Bhagavatam in action. Shivindavan Prabhu. It's very difficult. We can't demand the sun to rise, right? We have to engage in the process. It's a process. Good. Good. Yes, Prabhu. Oh. What's your essay? Oh. How do you get the benefit of the Bhagavat by serving devotee? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you may try. Actually, no, it's not an offense. Actually, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita says you should try to analyze the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And if you do, this is the proper use of your intelligence, as far as your intelligence goes. Yes. It's very difficult unless you have actually gone past the point of being freed from the three modes, but we can just understand through the purports, Srila Prabhupada says, and his lectures. Yes. Okay, we keep going in the purport now. We should read the whole purport before we finish. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Because, yeah, we discussed this actually, the essence of Bhagavat. They gave him the essence of Bhagavat. They may not have spoken the whole 18,000 verses, but the essence is there, just like Chatushloki. That's all that Vyasadeva got. That's all that Narada got. And it was enough. They could understand the whole Bhagavatam and holy name is also. Yes, Shaka. He got their remnants, okay. Eating the food of Mahabhagavat. So he ate the remnants simply by eating, simply by serving. Prabhupada said in the lecture, he was saying, okay, boy, bring me this, fold my clothes, make my bed. Then he got. Yeah, of course. He was gentle, he was submissive. He wasn't interested in sports. He was only a small boy. He had all these good qualities that he could actually get the mercy. Yes. You want to read some more of the purport, Shivindavan? You're still going. Okay. Yes. I'm sure. Yeah. We're reading and we're hoping behind, hoping against hope. Wondering what? How what can be marked? You mean your essay or your progress in spiritual life? Oh, the presentation. Well, we're not really grading realization. No. We're not going to grade your realization. But if it's there, we appreciate it very much. We appreciate realization. It's appreciated. That's the best part. Okay? Any other comments? Yes. Truthful devotee. Satam. Yes, Sat, Satyam. Truthful. Okay, why truthful? Why truthful devotee? Why is he... Yes, Madan Gopal. Oh, very good. He's a serious student, remember? Seriously inquisitive about the absolute truth. Oh, very good. Never thought of that. Yes. Good. He will not use the scriptures to suit his own agendas. But actually, he's a serious student. Now, we've come from verse 12 here, Shraddhadana. Seriously inquisitive about the absolute truth. So this is what's happening here. Truthful devotee. This is again, you'll find this again, I think later on. Satam, the word Satam, truthful. Any other questions or comments on these verses? Yes, Shivrindavan? What? Piety, punya. Yeah. Yeah, we discussed this in a previous class, devotional credits, Agata Sukriti. But his question is, in verse 17 it says, punya shavana kirtanam. So what kind of punya, what kind of pious credits do you get by hearing Bhagavatam? And that is definitely this Agata Sukriti, or piety of devotional service, to help you in devotional service. This kind of piety you'll get. Yes. Oh, Adipurush wants to convert his material pious credits into devotional. Is that possible? You have to ask somebody up there, Yamaraj. Maharaj has a very nice proposition. You can convert your pious activities into shlokas, your material. But I think also, eventually, all these things get wiped out along with the Raja and Tama. You're going to lose all your good pious activities, your material. Not your devotional, of course. I think all this gets wiped out, the bhukti, the mukti, all these credits. But you don't need them, actually, if you have bhakti. We don't need all these other things. Yes? If you, somebody who...
No, I'm asking you.
You're asking me. Okay.
And they become very wealthy.
Become very wealthy.
So
money.
They are brought down to the level of punya karma.
Well, according to Bhagavatam, his question is that if you go away from devotional service, then do you change into material pious activities? It seems to be that way for some people, but then for others, it appears they go much lower. They go worse than they were before they were devotees. So we have to look through the eyes of a shastra. It says in the, I believe in the fifth chapter of this canto, that a devotee who goes away, he's not under the same laws as a karmi. Because he can't forget, taste Krishna's lotus feet. He's not under the same laws as a materialistic. So we cannot say that it is like this. We cannot say for sure, because we have this quote from Bhagavatam. And he knows the verse. Yes. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. We have actually 1 minute.
What's the bad thing?
Yeah.
What's the
No, actually, in the purport, Prabhupada says you see Krishna as your master. You have to look at the purport for that. Purport, Prabhupada says, you meet your master. You meet your master. And of course, if you meet your master, you meet yourself too. You find out who you are. What is your relationship with Krishna? So yeah, that's... We have to see it through the eyes of Prabhupada, the purport. It's kind of, if you simply read the verse, it would be very confusing to see the self as master. Then you have to really get the purport here. Yeah, you read the purport, and you'll see the Prabhupada says, we meet our master, and we engage in our service. So... When the light comes on in the heart, you see Krishna, you see yourself, your real self, your true self. Master of the modes, in other words. Now you're master, you're Goswami. You're not Godash, you're Goswami. Yes. Okay. 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 According to Nectar of Devotion, when you come to Bhava, Shuddha Sattva, then Samvit and Hladini descend into your heart And then you can see Krishna and your relationship with Krishna. Okay? So this is what happens. Another. Then you understand your relationship, your Swarup City, and all these things happen. Okay? All glories to Srila Prabhupada.